The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. You got a team, here's a word of the wise. You want to dominate your league? Go to Football Guys. Football, I'm living in a fantasy. Football, got everybody mad at me. Football, because every game I had to win. Football, I got to be a champion. Football, I'm living in a fantasy. You have to be a champion so that you can drive an old 95 Range Rover. That was a good Range Rover. Broke down all the time, but it could go anywhere. Anyway, it is time to get ready for the next round of the playoffs, the waiver wire special. And if your waiver wires are open, we are here for you. It's Cecil Lammy, Sigmund Bloom, and we're looking at the injured quarterbacks in the great Dr. Gene Bramble's report. Monday injury rounds available at footballguys.com. Oh, man, Jalen Hurts. Adam Schefter, Mike Garofalo, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero are saying that Hurts is uncertain to play this week. He most certainly played most of the second half after suffering a low-grade shoulder sprain, but a Monday reevaluation raised additional concern. The Eagles are unlikely to risk Hurts' playoff health unless his range of motion is baseline, and even low-grade shoulder sprains can take 1 to 3 weeks of rehab. Despite the critical division matchup with Dallas this week, consider Hurts doubtful to play unless he's clear to throw by the end of the week. Obviously, huge news in the fantasy world. We want to see the rest of Dr. Gene Bramble's report. You check it out at footballguys.com. So, Bloom, if waivers are open, and there were years that we never did a show after like week 12, but we're doing one because we're here for you in case you can add some players. Obviously, Gardner Minshew's going to be near the top of the list, but you have others at the quarterback position, including Zach Wilson. And then way, 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 way down is Trace McSorley. Let's talk about them all.
Yeah, we'll go position by position. And thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to this show. And again, I want to pause and acknowledge what Cecil said. And Cecil, I'm even seeing it with our numbers on our Sunday morning show. We used to see that decline. And it makes sense, right? Fewer people, teams are still alive, et cetera. But I also think we're serving that purpose. We're hanging out. We're there. We're here for you. You're here for us. It's a good...
It's community for everyone. Like, how do you build a following? Build a freaking community and then be there for them.
Yeah, exactly. And we're here. We're here to talk football. And isn't it great that we can talk about Gardner Minshew? And hopefully in a future NFL iteration, Gardner Minshew gets to be a starter, gets to go into the
season.
Why
isn't Gardner Minshew a Geno Smith, you know, somewhere?
Yeah, he should be.
And you know, something like that.
We'll see. But we'll get a chance. He'll get a chance to bulk his resume for that. And I also, the linguist in me, Cease, cunning linguist that I am, said Jalen Hurts is a sentence about Jalen Hurts. How about that? Anyway, how you doing, Jalen Hurts? No, I didn't ask you your name. Jalen Hurts. Gardner Minshew in this offense, and it's the structure, it's the players around him, it's the offensive line. And it's a game against Dallas that we saw Jacksonville pick apart, which then gets us to another guy that you may pick up off the waiver wire and plug in this week, which is Zach Wilson. And it's Jacksonville, it's the Jets, it's Thursday night. Jets defense could be tough on Trevor Lawrence, although that offense is coming together, that could be a high-scoring game. Mm-hmm. And Zach Wilson, by the way, got those deep passes going. The short passes, still off, still not that accurate, but certainly there's potential for fantasy value there. So both of these guys, Minshew and Wilson, depending on your options, you know, even somebody like, I guess you're going to play Lamar Jackson coming back, right? But who knows? I mean, I could see weighing things out where a quarterback that you might have trusted, if we're going to look through the top 12 quarterbacks this week, let's see. There's Josh Allen, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence against the Jets. I mean, would you play Gardner Minshew or Trevor Lawrence, right? Certainly Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and Kirk Cousins after what he did last week, Justin Fields, Tom Brady against Arizona because Arizona's in shambles. So the point is, like, you don't necessarily get to 12, and not every one of those quarterbacks is going to be on individually different rosters. A quarterback, you have two of those quarterbacks. So Minshew, Wilson, and then Trace McSorley for your two quarterback leagues. Poor Colt McCoy still out there taking hits, taking punishment, right, getting paid at least. I don't want to say too much poor Colt McCoy, but interesting developments here. And look, the Eagles only have to win one more game. Doesn't have to be this game to get the number one seed to get the division title. So I'm looking forward to Gardner Minshew. And I think that the Eagles have had some pretty good stories about backup quarterbacks in December, January in the past.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right, a bit of all right, with Gardner Minshew out there slinging it. And what's funny is I was just watching a documentary on Napoleon Dynamite last night.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, Uncle Rico, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew, Uncle Rico. Okay.
Is there like a Mormon? Doesn't that like come out of Mormon culture?
Yeah. And that's why I think there was very few or no cuss words in it.
Yeah.
But you may be saying, sorry, Joe, if Gardner Minshew goes off and you had him on your bench.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jamiroquai, that Jamiroquai movie. I mean, that's all you got to say, Jamiroquai. If you know, you know.
You know, you know. And by the way, half of the budget for that movie, which I think was $400,000, was spent on that song.
Yeah, which was money well spent. I actually got to see Jamiroquai in 2018. They came stateside one last time, probably, and that's a happy place. Go back to the mid '90s, Bloom. Jamiroquai was on. Everything is good and green. You know.
Everything's good and green. That's right. By the way, John Harbaugh did not say, what did he say, like, have to jump behind the barricade?
Something.
What? What is he, like, Fred Durst
Weird
now?
Toad. Yeah.
Get to the barricade. Like, John Harbaugh was like, I can't answer about Jackson's availability. So are we sure?
Right.
I know it's Tuesday morning, Bloom, but are we sure that it's going to be Jackson? Because,
well,
of course, John Harbaugh didn't say anything.
Well, that's
Harbaugh
the thing.
On this hot seat? Where's Ian's cat at? We need to know
this. Right. Well, here's the problem with John Harbaugh. He wants to be Bill Belichick about injuries, but he there's a little bit of someone in there that wants to still talk to the reporters. Like, he's still a human being. Right. So he's caught in between wanting to put up the stone wall, but at the same time, still be present, and it comes out really awkwardly. But no, and look, even if Lamar Jackson does play, how much of Lamar Jackson, if he does play, is out of necessity because Tyler Huntley ain't getting it done, right? So this is a team that 9-8 may not make it. They need to still win games. Atlanta's still trying to make the playoffs. So certainly some intrigue for Christmas Eve. Even if we see Lamar Jackson, it doesn't mean he's healthy.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, that is pretty much all the quarterbacks. Again, waiver wires, either they're closed or there's not much out there.
Yeah.
But we move on in this show of shows, as we often do, and we talk about the running back position. Dr. Gene Bramble's report is the Monday injury rounds. It is available at footballguys.com. And well, Jonathan Taylor shut down pretty much for the rest of the year, Bloom. I don't know if that's official yet. Again, Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
High ankle sprain, highly unlikely to return this season. You got 3 games left. Why in the world would you bring Jonathan Taylor back? You just wouldn't. Mm-hmm. So that's the bottom line, as I sound like stone cold. But there you go with Jonathan Taylor. And if you want more of the injury report from Dr. Gene Bramble, it is available at footballguys.com. There you go, Dr. Gene. Way to go, buddy. So now we get to your running back list, upgrades, downgrades, and waiver wire report. It's also available at footballguys.com. And Sigmund, you've got a couple of 50-plus percenters. There's a couple of guys that are also very, very close. So Tyler Ajir, James, and then Deion Jackson and Zach Moss, they're close to that as well. As
sure.
Look new and changing Colts situation, let's break down where these running backs are at.
Yeah, and look, you don't want to be relying on any waiver wire running back at this point. Let's make that clear. And let's throw Cam Akers out there too. So 50 plus percenters, and the percentages basically just mean either spend everything you have left or most of what you have left, or just throw a unit out, because if your waiver wire is open next week, it's not worth depleting the budget. But worth depleting the budget, Tyler Algier, who's running really well. Baltimore's run defense is tough, but he's running really well, and he's more valuable than Cordarrelle Patterson at this point. James Cook, yes, he only touched the ball 7 times, still worth about 12 points in PPR leagues. The other thing is, as you are sitting in your home right now, you might be noticing it's getting cold, and it's going to be really cold. See, so we've been doing this for a long time. I do not remember a weather system like this weather system coming in on an NFL Sunday, Saturday, as it is. And what's really interesting about this is, if you look at the current weather forecast right now, the high winds, it's going to be cold. It's going to be, sorry, Joe, cold. Mm-hmm. everywhere. Florida, yeah. Everywhere. the whole, well, I don't know about the whole country, I don't know about the West Coast, but certainly you're gonna have a lot of games potentially affected by weather. And there are two games in particular, the Buffalo-Chicago game and the New Orleans-Cleveland game, where as of yesterday, and the forecasts will get more specific as we get closer, they were calling for sustained winds 25, 30 miles an hour. You can't pass in that. You just can't. I know the Buffalo-Miami game was supposed to be weather affected and it wasn't. That was snow, okay? Wind's a little bit different. So if Chicago is going to have 25 mile an hour winds during the game, there's not going to be a lot of successful passing. It's just not going to be possible. Right. So does that mean a lot of James Cook? Right. Does that mean a lot of Devin Singletary? So that's something to think about with James Cook. Buffalo still needs to win out to get the number one seed, which is kind of important. And then Cam Akers, not bad. This is one of those situations. See, sometimes we see these players revive their career in December and it carries over. Sometimes it's just because it's December and teams are playing out the string. But
guys are making business decisions on defense.
Yeah, but Cam Akers looks all right. And certainly against Denver, okay, you know, I mean, another team playing out the string. So we'll see. So, you know, these are players that at least in terms of Cook, you're going to get 6 to 8 high value touches, maybe more. In terms of Algier, you're going to get 12 to 15 touches and he's hot. In terms of Akers, 12 to 15 touches and he's heating up. And then the next year would be your indie backs. And I would probably pick up Deion Jackson over Zach Moss just because he's better at this point. But we saw it with Zach Moss getting almost twice the amount of work of Jackson. So Indy is going to be playing indoors. It's terrible. I just want to just follow up on this. Okay. Cincinnati, New England, Atlanta, Baltimore, Las Vegas, and Pittsburgh. These are all games that could be greatly affected by the wind. And the forecast as of yesterday had the wind being pretty terrible during game time, but dropping off after game time. Now that means there's some potential there for tonight. Nashville too, Houston and Tennessee. So you may be looking at your lineup if the winds are harsh when we wake up Saturday morning. And a player like Deion Jackson and Zach Moss, at least, you know, with Deion Jackson, he can get some catches in the running game. We saw that earlier this year. And then if you have to really go down deep, well, there isn't anybody else. I mean, that's the thing. Like, we're just looking
Let's talk about a couple of running back situations, though.
Okay. Yes.
And we'll go over it. Let's do it one by one. So please don't jump ahead.
Okay.
Khalil Herbert, if he's out there. He's bound to play this week. We talked about him last week. You should have already picked him up and stashed him because he's that good. And he's better than David Montgomery. Like, I know we could talk about, like, hey, that makes sense for him to keep Montgomery around. If the price is right, I like David Montgomery. Khalil Herbert's better. Herbert's back. Probably going to be a committee. Maybe ease him back in. Maybe snap count. But there's flex appeal with Khalil Herbert. So let's talk about him. But there's a couple more situations I want to ask you about.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good one. And I need to add him to the waiver wire report now that he's been it's confirmed he's coming back this week. Because again, in that Chicago Buffalo game, if the weather is prohibitive, you may see both sides run the ball 35.
And who has snow plows? Like, right. Buffalo doesn't have snow plows. I know they try to pretend they're snow plows, but no, Chicago has snow plows, two of them.
Yeah. And by the way, I saw our man, Michael Vidala. What's up, man? He said he's considering Goff at Carolina versus Fields in that game. And considering going with Goff, I will say this about Fields, totally unrelated, but related to the Bears running game. Fields, when they brought up that he's only 200 or so yards from the quarterback rushing record, which is Lamar Jackson's record, 1206 or something. He's like, yeah, sure. I'm close. Why not? So it's about 70 yards a game, but I like that. Right. I mean, isn't that something we have a very positive association with, these players at the end of the year going for records? That's a good thing. So yeah, Chicago, Buffalo could be a big time running game. And like you said, Chicago's got the snowplow. So yeah, I would say Khalil Herbert at least belongs with those indie backs, but yes, David Montgomery's playing well.
Yeah. Yes, Montgomery's playing well. Now, A.J. Dillon being evaluated for a concussion. Any love for Patrick Taylor, even if it's like a 1% type of thing in that situation, in the Packers' backfield? Like, is that a situation? I know you don't want to rely on waiver wire, but also part of this is like jock blocking.
Well, there's next week.
Still strategy, yeah.
And if it's Aaron Jones that limps off, you know, and,
right,
and all Dillon's still in concussion. Yeah, and it happens every year. Every year there's at least one of those situations. So yeah, absolutely. This is great, Cease. You should have written the waiver wire column this week. What am I doing?
I'm just waking up. You can always tell when I'm at the bottom of my coffee because I'm like, oh, now I can participate. But yeah, so let's talk about Patrick Taylor in that situation. And also, there's another one brewing, and this is the nerds we are for doing the Newswire Bloom, because like some stuff gets by me, but not a lot, because we have to be covering everything that's going on with every team. The Jet situation is weird with the Zonovan Knight situation.
The ankle.
So is there any love for like, and Michael Carter's not going to be out there, but maybe like a Ty Johnson?
No, Carter's good. I think Carter's okay. I think Carter got some.
Carter's okay. Yeah. Carter's so, Carter's good. But so, like, is there some Ty Johnson love? Again, 1% guys. Right. I'm just, you know, flexing the brain going like, okay, you need some help at running back. There's a Green Bay situation. There's a Jets situation. We got to talk about Khalil Herbert. And I think, you know, there's a discussion to be had, even if it's a small one.
There is, and with the Jet situation, with Zonovan Knight, Robert Saleh indicated positivity about Knight's availability. And I think Knight's going to be one of those players that you're not confident enough in him to play him, but you're also, if he's active, not going to play Michael Carter. James Robinson, could he get active? Ty Johnson, more of a passing down back. So it's definitely something to monitor. And I like the angle, too, of rock blocking, because it might not be you. Maybe you're 5 or 6 deep, but maybe you look at your potential opponent in week 17 or one of your potential opponents, and they only have 2 healthy running backs. It happens to teams in the playoffs every year. So Michael Carter, Khalil Herbert, these kind of guys, even a Patrick Taylor in deeper leagues, because you can see, again, it took until week 15, but the Packers finally ran their offense through the backfield again. And it was successful again. Oh,
shocker.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, what do you know? You can tell your quarterback to sit down. And oh, wait, I thought it was a Denver take. no, it's not. No, it's not.
He did push to play. He cleared protocol. That was really interesting that got out there, that he cleared the protocol.
Yeah, and then stupid Hackett. I don't mean it personally, Broncos. Don't take my key card away. He immediately after the game, Russ plays next week. Dude, okay. There's so much I wish I could say. Something about a stinky dinky. Anyway, like, seriously? Like, your press conference right after the game, you just won. You don't win, okay?
Right.
You're terrible head coach, and your first comment at the press conference is, what do you think about Brett Rypien? Well, Russ is going to be back next week, because I love him. Where's Russ? Where's Russ? Are you here, Russ?
Did you hear? I said it. I said it.
You're going to be back, Russ. You're going to be back. Don't be mad at me, Russ. I'm going to get fired in 2 weeks, Russ. Like, come on.
Nothing to be proud of, Russ.
Oh, boy. Is Brandon Wright? Am I on the sleeper of the week heater? Okay.
I think so.
And now I'm going to get my burner account, which I don't have because I think Twitter's stupid. And I always have, by the way. Record indicates that. But get your burner accounts ready.
It really does. Repeat.
If you want fantasy advice, listen to this
and
guy.
Again on September 13th, on September 16th, on September 20th. These are all the times that Cecil said Twitter is. That was September 20th, 2012.
Right, exactly. I think it was like 2009, and it was when we first got on Twitter. And I just took like 3 hours, and I was like answering questions. It was so much fun. I was like, wow, this is a great app. And then I realized I didn't spend any time with my kids. I didn't make any money. I was like, oh, what the hell am I doing this for? So yeah, it's been a decade since I thought Twitter was useless. Anyway, is that all the running backs? I'm just looking at the news.
It is.
Just making sure we got all the situations down.
It was actually
Eckler's tests have been negative, so we're not looking. Maybe I doubt Joshua Kelly's out there. Yeah. So like, I think we got it right. Hey, it's semifinals of playoffs, baby. We gotta dot those I's, cross those T's, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, and it actually was a quiet running back injury week for the most part compared to what we often see, except for Jonathan Taylor. Sorry, everybody.
No Royce Freeman love?
He's back.
I know. Poor Royce. It was just the Philip Lindsay, like, ultra-confident guy. It's almost the Ryan Moats situation with Royce Freeman, where it's like, not confident. We're meandering through today's show, Bloom. Yeah. That's what we do.
Tiptoe through the tulips. 16.
Yeah. So tiptoe through the tulips. Where's my ukulele? Mm-hmm. Where's Dr. Gene Bramble? Hey, speaking of vote for Pedro, there you go. Dr. Gene Bramble's Monday injury rounds. We're going to get to those wide receivers for you here in just a little bit because, well, it's fantasy playoff time. So everything is on the edge. And Dr. Gene Bramble's Monday injury rounds available at footballguys.com. You've got injuries to monitor. And then you've got the fractured left metacarpal week to week, out week 16 for Tyler Lockett. Now, target return is week 17 plus. Pete Carroll tried to be optimistic in his weekend press conference after Lockett required surgery to stabilize a broken bone in his left hand. Carroll suggested Locke could return in week 17 after missing just 1 week. It's possible, but Dr. Jean says maybe unlikely. So when Lockett does return, he should be immediately ready to resume a full workload. You want more of the injury report, Monday injury rounds, then you check out footballguys.com. Now we go to upgrades, downgrades, and a waiver wire report written by Sigmund Bloom and Russell Gage, 25 to 50%. KJ Osborne, 25 to 50%. There was a comment on our recap show that's like, I want you guys to talk about more Osborne. Okay, let's talk about Osborne right there. And also our guy wanted us to talk about Adam Thielen as well. But so let's get those two out of the way. We got a few other receivers, and we'll save those for a little bit later, Bloom. But Gage, Osborne, maybe a little Thielen love if he was dumped. Let's discuss.
Yeah, and will Minnesota fall behind 33-0 and have to pass? Well, I don't know. It is an indoor game, even though it's in Minnesota, and the Giants' defense is hot. But that being said, I think Jerry McKinnon's a good example of maybe sometimes you just don't question it, right? When a player just pops off and is a really important player, remember, Osborne got that rally going. And maybe he continues to be a big part of this passing game. And certainly you pick him up to put him on your bench to make sure that nobody else benefits from that possibility. Russell Gage with Julio Jones sitting, Russell Gage catching 2 touchdowns, Tampa Bay, Arizona, Arizona's pass defense, not good. These are all things that could equal a lot more short passes for Russell Gage, including those 2 in the end zone, finally coming around. And I think that it's the way that he connects up with the offense, and then Adam Thielen. And I suppose it's going to be tough, actually, when I do the projections this week, whether Thielen or Osborne will be higher. They'll both probably be what the heck flex level plays because of Justin Jefferson, because Dalvin Cook looked better last week, and because, again, the Giants defense was pretty, pretty good on Sunday night, although there was some questionable calls I heard. I don't know. Terry McLaurin.
Why is it we get deeper in the season and the officiating is worse?
Yeah.
Just full-time refs. NFL, stop being stupid. I know you're the fat hog, and anything
grass,
you know, touches gold turns to gold. But, like, these officials suck. Am I going to get fined for saying that? I don't know. I don't care, Bloom.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. let's look at the rest of the wide receivers. And, again, upgrades, downgrades, waiver wire report. No Browns there. 1%er Marquise Goodwin. Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah.
He's more than a 1%er in my heart, Bloom. I just love him. And we want to see more. So, yeah, let's see some more Rashid Shaheed. And these are wide receiver situations to monitor in Dallas, Seattle, and New Orleans.
Yeah. Weber State. Herald the show, Arsenal. Marquise Goodwin should start. It's Kansas City, but we've seen Goodwin still has the juice as far as the speed and the ups. And I think you're going to see a lot of Geno Smith passing in that game. Noah Brown, 2 touchdowns, short passing game, had that game losing interception. Don't use that phrase very often. He's game losing. The game losing interception bounced off of his chest. And we know that he's the guy to play over Michael Gallup. I don't know if we'll play him against Philadelphia in those outside corners. That could be more of a Dalton Schultz kind of game. And then Rashid Shaheed, and the trend's going up. Snaps, targets, production. This week, Cleveland and the wins. So probably not this week. But next week, you have him playing a game that could be productive against Carolina. So, I mean, how many more times do we have to see him get open deep? And what I want to say just really quick on Rashid Shaheed, is there has to be something about the Saints philosophy that allows them to hit on so many undrafted free agents, right? How many undrafted free agents as rookies at the skill positions have we seen make massive? Marquez Callaway, right? The list of running backs is like, I mean, it's a scroll. It's like the beginning of Star Wars, you know? Right. And I wonder if they have a philosophy of, if you can play, you can play, and we're going to let you play. It doesn't matter whether we thought you could play in May or whether the league thought you could play in April, because it seems like every year there's somebody that we're talking with, Juwan Johnson, right? Every year there's somebody that we're talking about that was overlooked by the league, but not by the Saints. So even though they're very likely not going back to the playoffs, they're still giving a lot of players chances where I don't know if they would get those chances in other organizations.
Yeah, and I'll even go back to your guy from the 2006 Shrine Game, which I actually wasn't at. There's your bong rip.
Marcus Colston.
Marcus Colston. It was a late rounder, right? Yeah. Seventh rounder, right? Top of my head.
Yeah. Shoulder injury. Hofstra had a shoulder injury. So
there you go.
The great John Murphy was there. He showed me the ropes when we were hanging out the practices there and told me about the Colston can play. He just had a shoulder injury. They don't realize it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to tight ends. Are there any tight ends banged up? Like, I'm looking over Dr. Gene's report and it's available at footballguys.com. Here you go. Cause it's time to talk tight ends. It's what we do on this program. And, Hayden Hurst, if Mitchell Wilcox is getting looks, then maybe Hayden Hurst, I guess. So again, not a whole lot of tight ends, which is weird because tight end has been brutal and kind of sucks. I guess we are eligible to return from injured reserve and PUP includes Dallas Goedert, who they thought they could be back last week and then he wasn't. Irv Smith also could be back. So if that matters now. So yeah, just a few tight ends, but hey, look everywhere, baby. Look high and low, all the places, everywhere. Mm-hmm, we're going everywhere. That's what we do. We're exploring, Bloom. There's nothing like exploring. So make sure to get on your explorer's hat and let's talk about the tight ends, upgrades, downgrades, waiver wire report available at footballguys.com. Darren Waller, 50%+, should have already been picked up. If he was dumped, if he's out there, you get him. Noah Fant. Also, as we talk about that Tyler Lockett injury, it may just mean more of the guy who can't block but can catch. Noah Fant.
Yeah, and has the athleticism. Doesn't always matter. But so Darren Waller got that easy touchdown. Vegas is playing. But you see they're doing the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. So here's some eerie stuff for you.
Yeah, on the 23rd, right? Yeah.
Yeah. If it wasn't eerie enough that Matt Ryan now is responsible for the largest collapse in NFL regular season history after being responsible for the largest collapse. Well, not totally responsible. Kyle Shanahan's got some blood on his hands, right? And certainly Matt Ryan's not totally responsible in any way for what happened in Minnesota, but his name is on it. And now you have also that the team that got victimized was the team that, sorry, Joe Canned, the coach who was the quarterback that led the largest comeback previously in NFL history in the playoffs too, Frank Reich. So that's eerie, right? That's eerie the way that all connects up. But how about this?
Yeah.
50th anniversary of the game, and that's not eerie that they schedule. I think they probably had this in mind, right? Scheduling the Raiders and the Steelers. But the Raiders, is it balancing? Is the universe balancing cease? Because the Raiders just got to experience probably the most memorable. Well, I mean, memorable is it's a fuzzy word. Let me put it this way. Years and years and years, like many, 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 many things will fade from our memory of this season and many seasons, but not that play, right? Whatever. Have they given it a name yet? Is there a name yet for that play?
Pot Stoner Degenerate Jason, our resident Raiders fan, put the bong down and start typing in the chat room.
Yeah, tell us what they're going
to
call
it. Is there a name for that play?
So
it has
the Raiders,
to be a name. They name everything.
Right.
Has to be a name.
And so the Raiders victimized by the Immaculate Reception. How many, the ref says, how many police can you get me to protect me to get me out of here? Six. Then six for Pittsburgh. anyway, and that was also, I want to say that was also a bitter, bitter cold day. And I'm going off on a little jaunt here because I know that we're hanging out, folks. And
yeah,
I mean, there's some waiver wire advice, but I want to let people know, and anybody who's flown into the Pittsburgh airport knows this, when you get to Pittsburgh and you're going, everybody gets funneled into the middle of the X and then down the stairs to get to the little train that takes you back to the ground side, whatever they call it, air side, ground side, or something like that. The scheme they had was real innovative back in the 90s when they opened up the new airport. And you have two statues, one of George Washington. Actually, one of the towns in my school district was one of the places that George Washington slept, the Century Inn. They actually had the flag of the Whiskey Rebellion, the first rebellion. Don't mess with my whiskey. The first rebellion against the federal government was down in Western Pennsylvania because they tried to tax the whiskey. And they still, I think Century Inn burned down though in Scenery Hill. Anyway, George Washington and Franco Harris catching the Immaculate Reception. Mm-hmm. It's the Immaculate Reception. I mean, it was like the big bang of Steelers greatness. And now 50 years later, they're doing the anniversary. Darren Waller can be part of that. And just on the eve of that, the Raiders get their own memorable game-ending play. Unbelievable. How is that possible? How is it possible that Darren Waller might be still out there on the waiver wire? Watch him let us down this week. Noah Fant, like you said, with all of that athleticism and the chance of extra targets for Seattle trying to stay alive. It's going to be Detroit. I didn't get a chance. There's no Detroit players on the waiver wire this week, so I had to find a way to bring it up, Cease.
Yeah, yeah, I got to bring up the Lions. And Jason points out we're both wearing white T-shirts. We didn't coordinate that, by the way.
No, no, it's, and I got the nice V-neck, you know.
You get old, you got to wear the undershirt because you just smell too much.
Absolutely. Well, the good thing about getting old is that people don't notice you. You know, I think there's a certain age that you can pretty much shoplift 100% of the time and no one even notices. It's like six in your 60s, like late 60s.
This is not personal advice. Yeah. I'm not advising you to shoplift.
Unless you're like in your 70s, because no one's going to even watch you or notice what you're doing. You're anonymous. Under the cover of old age, you can get a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. All right. There you go. It is the audible. What do we got? Some one percenters left? We got a few.
Yeah.
A little cleanup. Trey McBride's out there. CJ Uzoma. Everyone mispronounces his name. Yeah, Zoom. Juan, you already talked about. You talked about it again. So let's break down these tight ends a little bit. A little left here.
And my little heartbreak, fantasy playoff heartbreak, is I was going to play Dallas Goedert. He didn't get activated. And I had to choose from a motley crew of tight ends. I played Logan Thomas. I also had Juwan Johnson on the roster. If I had played Juwan Johnson, Cease, I would have advanced. It was in John Norton's league, Red Eye Masters.
Wow.
Pass. I did not. So I go home, and maybe Juwan Johnson will lightning strike twice. He has had multi-touchdown games earlier this year. It is up in Cleveland, but short-range passing. Maybe you're looking ahead to that Carolina matchup. Trey McBride, decent in his return back to Colorado. And it was Trace McSorley who hit him with a 29-yarder, a 14-yarder. So you know there's something there between these two guys. And that old third-string quarterback and second-string tight end narrative. Uzoma with the bomb from Zach Wilson, then another one-yard touchdown. And I felt bad, Cease. There was somebody who asked Chris and I on the Sunday morning show, Dave Holmes, love you, Dave. He said, Juwan Johnson or Tyler Conklin? And we did laugh. Or maybe it was me, maybe it was Chris, I don't know. But there was this, like, well, come on, you're going to play Tyler Conklin. Tyler Conklin had like 15 targets in the last 2 weeks. Juwan Johnson had 2.
Right.
Sorry, Dave.
Fantasy football, she's a cruel mistress, Bloom.
Senseless. Why? Why do we do it? Oh, so we can hang out with each other, so we can have meaningful presences in our lives. We say it's about football, but it's really because we're lonely.
And let us know in the comments or the chat or whatever, like YouTube, like, comment, share, dance. Anyway, how many waivers are even open? Because like you and I have this discussion behind the scenes. We're an open book, baby. We're an open book. We'll tell you. Be careful, because I'll tell you everything. Be careful, because I will tell you everything. But like, we do this so we can hang out, one with each other, but two with everybody. Yeah. This is just, hey, let's go. And we got people that are going down in the playoffs and they lost, and I'm just here for that. Like, that's.
Well, it's like the old bar, you know, my grandparents, this is great. I had
Norm,
right? It's a dog eat dog world. I'm wearing milk bone underwear. It's funny, cause when you said that, I could just picture us still being here like 5 or 6 hours from now, like you're telling stories about the ranch. I'm telling stories about the bar, you know, we're just going through this through on the couch, like the ultimate meta on the couch, and everybody in the chat room. Cause it's great because first of all, our chat room people, like it makes me, I won't say it makes me sad, but I feel a little remiss that we don't get to hang out. Cause like you're all awesome people. I mean, you're all people that I want to get to know better in terms of just from the fact that you're drawn to us and the way you interact with each other, like in some ways, Cease, I almost wish I could just pop down to the chat room for a show and just hang out and be with the chat room vibe and while we're talking, because it's a great community. But it's like the old bar where when you walk through those doors, you leave your troubles at the doors, right? Because you're just hanging with your people and you're just swimming around in whatever there is. And that's, I think it's, and again, I say this every time, but I want to say it again. Like you all do that for us. You know, we create this together. Cecil and I didn't create this. We started yapping into our microphones because we want people to listen to us and think that we say important things. And you all said, okay, we'll play along. And now we have something. It's like I say, don't encourage us. Oh, you encouraged us. And here we are like 16 years later, still being 17 years later. So it's a good thing. And I think at this time of year, more than anything, especially as you get, you know, as a kid, Christmas means one thing. But as an adult, I hope that Christmas is a chance to just count the people that you enjoy in your life. And certainly a lot of those people from that list are you and football guys, our brethren, sistren, and our chat room, because it's really energizing, folks. I think that you all give us more than you realize, and the seeing the names pop up, it makes me happy. Like, it makes endorphins. Some of the, yeah, there's like a long list of y'all. The first person I think is Wendell Rita, dependable Wendell, you know, and so many, and so far going all the way back, some of them almost all the way back to that whole 17 years. So there is that Christmas cheer speech for everybody.
Well, and then I'm like, we're cool enough that K-1 wants to hang with us. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow.
Diego. Yeah.
I know. Everybody. Right. Like, Daiquiri Man, serving up daiquiris. Brandon.
Right. But
always the pot, talking about Broncos.
But the pot stoner degenerate Jason, that's more like, you know, we're our real degenerate, right? It's right in there. Like, we're the degenerate. If we're really going to take off the masks, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's really great. And I just want to celebrate all of y'all, because you all have extremely meaningful presences in our lives.
I just feel like without this show, I'd end up on Soft White Underbelly. Anyway, I'm an apocalyptimist. Don't get me going on that.
I have to look that one up. I like that.
Apocalyptimist. Yeah, it's a new name, Bloom. You know me in names. So there you go. Anyway, and listen, we know stuff ain't going real great all the time. And also on a very, 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 very serious note, because of the things both you and I are going through, and we won't share those on air. But just to have this, it's like very important. It's very therapeutic. So thank you very much for that. And I understand during the holiday season, we're like greatest time of year. It's not that for everybody.
No.
Now, should it be? Yes, it should. And everybody held in hands and kumbaya and world peace and all that. Yes. Totally down with that. I love it. But I also understand reality, and the reality of the situation is I know a lot of people that are down to the dumps. I know a lot of people that don't have what they need to have, including heat. Bloom, it's going to be minus 16 here in Colorado on Thursday.
Yeah.
Minus 16. It never gets that cold here. Yeah. Actually, it does. It's cold that hell match all the time. Everyone stay away. Anyway, but like, we have to also realize as we go through this, and, you know, we're consumerism and buy and all that, and we lose the meaning, whatever the meaning of the holiday season, whether it's Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever you're celebrating, like the meaning of this winter solstice, if I go back to the pagan days, but like, just don't forget about your fellow humans. You know what I mean? Because we're about ready to do a little scream therapy, and you know what we're going to do. We're going to do it just a little bit, but like, I know, and like, to hear what you're going through, and I haven't even told you what I'm going through yet, Bloom, but like, to hear that, and then to know like, we're not the only ones, and man, we just need our people. You need your people. So be there for everyone, and understand that, you know, it may not be going great for everyone out there. So just be a human, right? Isn't that what we always get back to, Bloom? Like, just be a human.
Yeah.
And remember that this time of year, while it should be celebratory, and hopefully it is for you. Hopefully it is wonderful and fabulous and magical. It's not that way for everybody. So be there for your people, and check in with people if you haven't heard from them in a while. Anyway, so we get to the scream therapy portion. This truly is on the couch, but the scream therapy portion, because you get to this point in the show and you're like, damn it, when are they going to say it? I had an opportunity and now I have a work meeting calling, or I had an opportunity and now I'm walking the dog and I'm outside and I don't know if I want to do this, but you have to do this. You must do it. You must call it up from within you, because we only have two left. We only have this week and next week left, and then it'll go away, and then we'll be sad. And then we'll hear Public Enemy, and then we'll be like, oh, I remember when I used to be able to do this, and now I don't do this because it's not football season yet, but it's still football season now. So I want you to summon it up within you, that energy, the magical energy from this guy, and scream it with me. Cue the shot!
Yeah, Tyler Huntley, Cole McCoy, two quarterback league. Desmond Ridder, that didn't work out. Maybe hold him in a two quarterback league. Jonathan Taylor. Remember when we were taking Jonathan Taylor over Christian McCaffrey?
Hold him for a championship.
For a ring.
Yeah.
Although, boy, if you survive that, it's a great story. I'm okay with dropping Dante Foreman. And here's why I'm okay with dropping Dante Foreman. And by the way, New Orleans is Philadelphia. I was getting that wrong. That's weeks 18 is Carolina and New Orleans. Because week 17 is Carolina and Tampa. All right. That's not a good matchup for the running game. And this week is Detroit. Not a good matchup for the running game. And Chuba Hubbard enters stage left, especially in the passing game. So Dante Foreman could even be potentially a sabotage drop. Probably dropping DJ Chark with Khalif Raymond, your buddy, doing some things, and Jameson Williams probably seeing his targets going up, snaps going up. Marquise Brown, another potential sabotage drop. You know, Trace McSorley.
Yep.
Maybe we'll see Colt McCoy in week 17, but even when Colt McCoy was in there, he wasn't that big of a part of the passing game. So Marquise Brown, trying to avoid using, and I'm okay with dropping in Greg Dulcich. Eric Tomlinson, he's got the hair too, Cease. Is there some kind of requirement about the hair and tight ends? Greg Dulcich, no, we're not going back to him. And that's who we're queuing the Chuck D on. But we still need to, like you said, we could also have at this time of year, the separate, like, hold on to them so they can get a ring. But then there are also some guys you want to hold on to because, well, it just feels good.
It just feels good to get that ring. Steven gets a shout out. Can you shout out all degenerates for Christmas?
Yeah. All of everybody. Yeah.
Everybody. Mr. Scampers. Yeah. Who has a better avatar, Mr. Scampers or Andrew Tufts? Because Andrew's got that hat. We need to set up a P.O. box for the Audible so people can send us hats. Because there was that one guy in the chat room one time. He's like, "You're silly hats. I can't stand them. I'm out.
Right.
I was thinking about that. I think about new viewers, like when I put up the Vic Fangio thing for Jason.
Right.
And I'm like, imagine if you're a new viewer and like, why the hell do they keep putting Vic Fangio? He's not a coach anymore. Anyway, I don't know. We're just here, baby. We're just here doing our thing, right? That's what we do.
Right, right. And the hats always remember the Elmer. Was it Elmer and Big Bugs Bunny when the hat truck crashes?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
The hat makes the man. Also, JB's grandma was out there. I got to remember, it's the second night Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. I'm a Jew. I should be remembering that, folks. Happy Hanukkah. And go get some latkes. It's a wonderful time. Like you said, the winter solstice. What are we celebrating at this time of year, Cease? Rebirth.
That's true. And what are we celebrating? Sometimes you just gotta... Where is it? Hold on. Hold on for one more day. Bloom, who are you? Hold on.
Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day. Break from the chain. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Although, again, I want to encourage people to play GM and hold on to players. You know, sometimes you want to hold on. Oh, Donovan Knight. I'd say we're going to hold on to Donovan Knight, not necessarily for this week because of the ankle, because of the Thursday game, although there's some optimism. This team is still pushing for a playoff berth, and they play Seattle, who's had a little trouble stopping the run at times, in week 17. Is there anyone else? Oh, Pat Freiermuth. Pat, been good for us here. We're going to see him zero targets last week, but maybe this week against Las Vegas. Again, we're watching that wind. He's still a big part of the passing game. And Tyler Lockett. You got to hold on to Tyler Lockett to see if he's going to be back for week 17 against the Jets. And hold on the audible. It's great. The turnout. It's awesome. I know that some significant percentage of these folks, there's no waiver wire moves to be made. We see you. We see the degenerates. The people, Cease, like you coined, you have a life, we don't. But maybe none of us have a life, and that's okay, because we can be united in our lack of a life, and then spontaneously we create a life together here on the Audible.
Yeah, here we go, and here you go. And by the way, you made it this far, if you're still alive. I mean, if you guys are good, man. You know what I mean? Like, we're here to chop it up. We're here to talk about it. You know what I mean? And I think I don't examine this as closely as others, Bloom. I was going to say as closely as you, but I don't think you examine it as closely either. I don't really pay attention to what other fantasy football analysts are saying. Like, do your thing. Do your thing. Just don't take yourself too seriously. And know that if you love this game, this is my advice to all young, because the youngsters are pretty hungry, Bloom, right?
They're full of all that energy. Yeah.
Yes, they got a lot of energy. But I would give advice to a young fantasy football analyst. Don't put a whole lot of stock in Twitter. It's about 3% of your audience. Okay. So you're shocked that I would bring that up, Bloom, right? But also just love this game. Know that you're not going to get everything right. Know that you'll be good to people, be good with your advice. Like, that's what's the key to being a fantasy football expert. The key is just love this game, like study this game, watch this game. You're not in this to be a YouTube star. Yeah. You're not in this to be a fantasy football star. You're not in this, like, because the people that stand out, the ones that stand out, you'll know who they are and how they stand out. Oh, I'll throw an example to you. And there's many in the community. This is a good community. There's some bad people, but it's mostly good people. There's a lot of good people. I'll give you an example, Bloom. Our buddy Mike Clay. Mm. How did Mike Clay stand out? He worked his flipping ass off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, that's the key. The key isn't like gaming the algorithm, like, comment, share, subscribe. The key is just being good and loving this game, understanding this game, having the humility to know that you're not going to be right all the time. And, you know, it's not all about you, man. It's about glory to the players, glory to the game.
Yeah. And I would say to add to that, Cease, just act from your center. Whatever if you're goofy and you can't take anything seriously and you want to make jokes about everything, then do that. If Mike Clay, accountants do it by the book. I was explaining to Kate, because she's a little bit younger. I've got two sayings about Mike Clay, who I dearly love and would love to have. Oh, Mike, if you're listening, the couch is always open. Mike was an original couch guy. My two Mike Clay sayings are, accounts do it by the book. He was actually a CFO, I think. And death taxes and Mike Clay. If you've been in a league with Mike Clay, you'll understand what that means. Mm. But it's also, he's just such a rigorous, little does Mike Clay know that he's getting like a 1 minute tribute on our show right now. And the numbers are going up. But you just see Mike Clay, the numbers go up, right?
Mike Clay?
But it's because he had an ethos. It's because he had a internally consistent, rigorous analysis system that everything would come back to. And it's being consistent, because whatever you do, see, it's like a date. It's like a first date, right? If you pretend something, then if you're successful, then you have to keep pretending, right? Instead, it's like Mark Twain said, I tell the truth, so I don't have to remember what I said, you know? So just be yourself, and it'll draw whoever it draw, and you'll get better too. You know, the more you do it, more reps you get, the better you'll get at refining your voice and refining your product and analysis and things like that. But if you're acting from your center, and this isn't just about fantasy football, this is life. This is how to create a life that's going to work for you. I can tell you this, folks, as a 47-year-old, although I feel like most of the people in our audience are probably older. The best thing you can do for yourself is to know thyself, so that you create a life that's good for you, not a life that's good for somebody else, not a life that's good for what everybody says your life's supposed to be like. But a life that's good for you, and be the fantasy expert that you can show up and be that person without having to remember all these different things. You just show up and you be you in life. And that's one of the great things about our show, Cease. I think from the very first time we did this show, we were just us and it worked. And again, this is the moment where I thank everybody for supporting us over all the years.
Mm-mm-mm. Appreciate you all. It is the Audible. Make sure to please do those YouTube things, like, comment, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you never miss a vid. WNBC. He's Sigmund Bloom. You follow him on Twitter at Sigmund Bloom. The show is at the Audible. I am at C Salami. Don't follow me.
Twitter. Don't go to Twitter.
Yeah, that's been my new thing on Orange and Blue Today. It's, I just keep saying, like, follow Andrew Mason. Don't follow me. Like, just don't, please. Like, if you want to, like, you're cool, whatever. But, like,
don't tweet at me. Don't send me any memes.
Like, whatever. Like, it's just be good. Be good. Yeah. Okay. Be safe. Be kind. Know that you are appreciated. Stay tuned. And as always, I'd like you to stay frosty.
It's a wrap.
And that was the Audible.
We're also available for picnics, large meetings, children's parties, and smokers. Ta-da-da-da.
Do I exist? I must have proof that I exist. I have purple line, therefore I am.